Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Be sure to check it out when you get a chance. I think it'll help you in your small business. I know it will because people tell me that it does. I hear from you. Thank you for all those nice notes that you send me telling me how much you benefit from and enjoy the work that we do and the things that we put up on our website. And so I hope you'll check that out, and I really hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email, and join the happy throng of thousands, count them thousands of subscribers who get my newsletter every week. We work hard on that, and apparently it pays off because you guys tell us that it helps, and I appreciate that. That means a lot to us. Wilma Goldstein is somebody that I admire a lot, folks. She's assistant administrator of the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership. This is her second round, her second time to be at the SBA, having worked in the SBA in Bush 41 administration. She's also acting executive director of the National Women's Business Council. Nobody, few people, if anybody that I know does more for women business ownership than Wilma Goldstein. Wilma, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you very much. I'm sort of heaving under the weight of all these jobs. We're going to start a club at the SBA, people who have held two jobs at once.
Well, my small business audience, especially the ladies, know about all that.
And it's called juggling.
Yeah, exactly. Wilma, 1848. I was surprised at the date. I knew about the activity, but I was surprised when I saw this date. I didn't realize it went back that far. 1848, the Women's Rights Convention convened in Seneca Falls, New York, by Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
Right.
And a bunch of other women, and they got together to whoop it up on behalf of women's voting rights, women's property rights, and divorce.
Well, that's exactly right. And with women, we always say nothing moves quickly, so it's good that we got an early start, because we had to go after the vote twice in order to get it.
It was like 60 years before they got the right to vote.
Yeah. And property rights have always been sort of a fascinating era. There are other aspects that were included in the charge for women's rights. There was birth control, and there was also the entrepreneurship kind of thing actually came later. Mm-hmm. But interestingly enough, I think the hook on that one has always been, you know, we get international visitors. We always tell them, much to their surprise, that close to somewhere between 70% and 80% of women entrepreneurs in the United States are sole proprietors working mm-hmm. from home. Mm-hmm. And for years and years and years, women have done things like that, but they've never thought of themselves as business people.
Exactly.
They don't in other countries, and they don't here. But, you know, the woman that you used to go visit when you were a kid who altered your clothes,
right.
That's a business.
Or sold Avon.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Tupperware.
Yeah, and they still do. And now they're just... There are more of them for a variety of reasons that have to do with lifestyle and culture, but the truth is we have come a long way, baby. It's been a very interesting journey.
Well, it has been, and you know, when I think about interviewing the ladies that I have over the years, Wilma, I've interviewed many ladies who are, you know, in my generation, some even older than me. As hard as that might be to believe, and they talk about when they tried to grow their business the first time back in the 60s and 70s and even 80s and maybe even a few instances in the 90s where they went to the bank to try to get a loan, and they said, well, yes, honey, come back with your husband we'll finish this up.
Yep, it's still out there. It's diminishing at about the same rate. You know, we hope it isn't going to take another 60 years like it took for the right to vote, but it still is, and that's one of the reasons why I'm always promoting things like the Women's Business Centers, because they help with those kinds of things. They sometimes help people think up a business that they can have, but they also...
To fill a need.
Yeah, I mean, we've always done loan packaging or tried to help with loan packaging for the very reason that you've got to walk in there and be perfect when you're a woman. So some of these places have helped establish those relationships. But you know,
have to be perfect, or do women think that they have to be perfect?
Oh, it's a little bit of
how
both.
Much self-imposed is that?
Well, a lot of it is, and it's always part of someone who's not quite arrived yet, is that you think you have to be better than everybody else, and women are, I think our gender is more that way.
We drive ourselves crazy. I think men cut women more slack than women cut themselves.
Uh-huh. Oh, I do, too. I think we drive ourselves nuts in this striving to be perfect.
I think ladies should give yourself a break.
Well, let me tell you something now that I'm a little bit older. There's not too much choice. It happens because out of necessity. I don't worry about half the stuff I used to when I was about 20 years
younger.
You don't
sweat the small stuff like you. A friend of mine says, don't major on the minors.
That's right. Because there are so many wonderful success stories out there. And I think most of the lessons that people would give other women when they mentor is just that. There's some stuff you need to worry about. Once it's accomplished, move on. Grow if you want to grow. Stay where you are if you want to stay, but keep going because you're great and you're doing a good job.
Well, you know, I think the successful women that I know in the marketplace they behave as a woman, they behave as a lady, but they see what men are doing that are beneficial, that are effective and that are successful. They see what they're doing and they do those things. They try to, not that women should emulate men, but there are things that men do that have been successful, that have been tried and true for, you know, for centuries. And they pick those things out and they do those things.
Well, that's right. And we've been juggling on that too. I mean, I remember when somebody who was a clothes advisor, and we used to have them come to women's sessions, you know, they had us sort of dressing up like girl boys. You know, you should wear a tie, and you should do it. God, that lasted for me for about 3 days, and I thought, oh, I hate this. And we had a going-away party for three people who left Washington recently. It was all women. And I was pleased at the fact that we now think that, first we talk business, then we thanked them for the wonderful work that we had done, and then everybody sort of started talking about the things that women like to talk about as women. I call it the girls' version of what goes on in the boys' locker room. You know, we talked about hair and clothes and where to get manicures, and I said, I think it's healthy that we're back there.
Yeah.
Because it isn't slowing us down one bit.
Wilma, when I was at the at a women's conference back in February, there were about 1,100 women. One of the things they said was they were going to get together around the tables and talk, and they said, okay, the lady with the longest hair at the table should be the moderator. See, that would never happen at a guy's conference.
No,
stand by
no,
20 bloody. After. I'm gonna find out what Wilma has to say about the fact that bloomers were introduced at this convention back in 1848. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Winners or losers that keep going on. You know about that, don't you, small business owners? I know you do. You keep trying no matter what. You do it or die. That's the reason why I'm so proud of you. That's the reason why people like Wilma Goldstein keeps working so hard for you, because they admire that kind of spirit, that kind of dedication, that kind of courage. Wilma, I know that's how you feel about it.
I sure do. Every day I find somebody to brag about, and it isn't me.
Wilma Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen, the assistant administrator of the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership and the acting, soon to be not acting, executive director of the National Women's Business Council, formerly chaired by Julie Weeks, who my audience has heard before, and Julie's moved on to other things. Wilma, now I gotta cover this. You know, this is my obligation as a journalist here. On this day in 1848 at the Women's Rights Convention that we've been talking about, they introduced bloomers at that convention. Now, what was the political significance of that?
I don't have the vaguest idea. All I know is that it's 102 degrees outside today. I'm sure glad we got rid of them.
Okay, I think that's going to be enough said about that then.
Thank you.
But I just had to report that. I wouldn't have been doing my job if I didn't report this. Folks, I wish I had somewhere better to go with that, but that's it. Wilma, the Office of Women's Business Ownership is a very important part of the marketplace. You guys are doing a lot of good things out there. Tell us about some of the new things.
Well, actually, Julie came to speak to us at our post-award, which is the training that we do once a year for the directors of the of all of the women's business centers, and they bring at least one other person with them. And she had a collection of research that she reported on, much of which had been done on the Women's Business Center program, showing it really does have great efficacy. And she said, but here's your challenge. She said, you've been a sort of a young movement for a while, and now you should consider yourself adolescents and think about how you want to grow. So I think we're at a little bit of a crossroads. We'll certainly keep doing all the same things that we're doing, because you're not going to run out of people who want and need to start businesses and who want and need the help that it takes to get them going. I think we need to rethink maybe how it's going to be structured. And also, I've noticed a growing trend for two things, and that is the women's business centers themselves probably have a more stable future when they connect up with other economic development organizations.
Partnering is the key to the 21st century.
Yep, and I think that's absolutely true. I mean, for us, the basic bare facts are is that you save on overhead and you're allowed to use the money to help more people. So I definitely think partnering is part of it. Also, as the women's business, small business community itself matures, we need to think more about expansion and growth and combining, because, you know, we deal basically, our mission anyway in the Women's Business Center movement is to deal with socially and economically disadvantaged women, and we want them to feel that they can come even if they can't afford to pay anything. But if we reach out to women, like there are so many of them now in society, who want to leave corporate life and start their own businesses, their tuition helps us sometimes pay for the folks who can't afford it. So we need to think about those kind of partnerships, too, which are very fundamental to our existence and are continuing as facilities that can help women.
Give us your website, please.
It is online, WBC, all one word, .gov.
All right. Online, WBC, online women's business.
WBC.
Online, WBC.gov. Right, and that's where they can. You still have success stories that you're posting on the site there?
Yes, they are. We're sort of all moving it and going to blend it, and I'll tell you more about that the next time we're on the air, because it should be done by then. But yes, we do still have success stories, and they are they're tearjerkers, some of them.
Right, 100. And how many women's centers around the country?
There are 102. 102, as we speak.
These are centers in states. Folks, where if you need help, if you're a woman, and they also let men in there, they tell me, I've been told.
Yes, we do.
I've never actually gone in one, folks, but I plan to one day. But women go in there and get help starting and running and growing their small businesses, don't they?
They do, and sometimes women who are floundering and can't figure out how to make the next step, those are some of our also more interesting success stories. They think they have to do it on their own, and they find out that there's more help out there than they believe.
Absolutely, and I really encourage you, ladies, to find out where the Women's Center is near you. And even if your things are going great for you, it'd be a great place for you to go and give back a little bit. They can find that list of and addresses on your website, can't they?
That's right, they can.
Online,
there's a link to
GOV.
It.
Mm-hmm. I've got only about a minute left, Wilma. How do you see women business ownership are developing across the world, not just in the United States?
Oh, it's huge across the world, and always has been. And we have been trying for some time to create some partnerships. The OECD, the Organization of Economic last year experimented for the first time when they met as an organization with having a woman's track, and a lot of them just went back. Julie and Anne Marie from our association, because they're going to make that permanent so that they can help more women, particularly in the developing countries and the war-torn countries.
Right,
because
exactly.
Women are usually the foundation of a redeveloped economy.
Absolutely. That's happening in Iraq right now, in Afghanistan.
Right.
Thank you for being here, Wilma. Very
Thanks.
Good job today. We'll see you
Thanks,
next time.
Jim.
Wilma
Bye.
Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Can't do without her. Quick break. Right back with Lynn Morella right after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.